Good morning.
All right. Tell us about the BMW. It's a Cabriolet. It's a 2 Series. What's the model number?
It's the 228i X-Drive Cabriolet. The two Series used to be the 1 Series, just like the 4 Series used to be the 3 Series with 2 doors.
I can't keep up.
I know. And now they've got 4 Series with 4 doors. It's just nuts. But anyway, the 228i X-Drive is all-wheel drive version of their smallest 2-door coupe.
Okay.
And, of course, there's a convertible version because it's a Cabriolet.
Right.
Really nice car. Oh, boy. This one, there's also a 235, which comes with an inline 6-cylinder engine that puts out about 320 horsepower. This one did not have that. This one had the 2-liter turbocharged twin turbo 4, and it only puts out 241 horses and 258 pound-feet of torque, wow. Which doesn't sound that competitive anymore. But, you know, I drove this thing for a week, and much as I love power and torque, I did not find it lacking in this car. Of course, it's great. Smaller and lighter than the larger BMWs.
Right.
So, you know, just a great car to drive. Lots of fun. Handles like it's on rails, of course, because it's a BMW, but right. Also because it's all-wheel drive.
Right.
Had a good 8-speed automatic transmission with paddles and worked very, very well. There's a wind blocker in the trunk that you can take out, unfold it, and put it in over the back seats. So you lose the functionality of the back seats in this thing.
Right.
But boy, do you need that. When you're driving with the roof down, it's like you're being assailed by the banshees of hell unless you put this thing up.
How was the lid up and down, the roof up and down, was it pretty easy?
Yeah, very easy. Just one button right on the console. Nice. Worked the opposite way of what I thought it would, but it's fine. It's just a different way of doing it. You know, I figured pulling up would raise the roof, whereas they're pushing down. So I guess you're putting down the roof. But it does it only, maybe 20 seconds or so. And you can do it while you're moving a little bit, which came in really handy for me because, as Murphy's Law would have it, I was putting the roof down at a red light. The light changed.
Right.
So rather than have everybody honking their horn behind me, I drove off slowly while the roof was going down. Felt like an idiot, but it worked.
All right. And what's the price tag on this little Beamer?
Well, this little Beamer starts at 45.2. Again, this is the smaller of the two versions, and it had other packages on it, like the M Sport, the Premium Package Enhanced, which is a heated steering wheel, a rear view camera, stuff like that. Performance Package, M Track Package. Anyway, it all came up to an as-tested price of $56,190, which is pretty serious coin, but on the other hand, really nice car, except for the usual BMW-isms that drove me nuts like they always do.
Okay. All right, Jim Bryce, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. You'll find written reports at live88.5.com and then click on Startup. You also had a Mitsubishi RVR that I've driven and I really liked.
I don't mind it. It feels a bit cheap to me, you know. It reminds me in many ways of Subaru and the same sort of complaint on it. But they've done some nice upgrades on it. Has a 2.4-liter 4-cylinder engine. It's about 148 horsepower. So it's not huge horsepower, but it's competitive in that niche. Beautiful panoramic roof. Covers, you know, both the front and the back seats.
Nice.
But it doesn't open.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't even tilt.
Really? Okay. But,
boy, it's like being in a microwave on a hot summer day.
I bet.
And the CVT transmission, of course, it sucks the joy out of any drive. So they have included paddle shifters on it, which helps, except that they've mounted the paddle shifters on the steering the steering column instead of on the steering wheel. So if you're trying to shift while you turn, you've lost your paddles.
That is a fail. That really is. Yeah. I love the way this thing handled. Is the handling fantastic?
Very nice. You know, I was really impressed by the turning circle. As a matter of fact, right now I have an Acura ILX, which should be a nice, handy little car. And it doesn't have as good a turning circle as the Mitsubishi did.
Wow. The price tag on this is pretty reasonable as well, isn't it?
Just under $30,000 with the options that were on this one.
Wow. Yep.
It's right in there. I think that's a reasonable price. One thing that bothered me about it was it would not let me pair my phone.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. It would show up on my phone, but it wouldn't pair. And the driver's seat felt kind of flimsy. You know, if you sit there and you rock a little bit, it's like it's going to come off. It wasn't that bad, but I mean, it was not as solid as I expected it would be from what other cars do.
All right. So still pretty competitive, though, at 30 grand. They're all in around there, aren't they, that size
vehicle? Yeah, you've got the ones. You got this. You got the RAV4. Yeah. You got the CX-5. They're all in that neighborhood. Yeah, I think I don't think it is the most compelling of all of these ones, but it does have a fantastic warranty and probably serve people really well.
Okay. Jim Bryce, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. You can find written reports at live88.5.com and then click on Startup. Thanks as always, Jim.
You're welcome.